Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me. Box 13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives. And become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. Well, today's episode is brought to you by the financial support of our listeners. Thanks so much for your support. Now we continue with the Todd Matter, Parts 3 and 4.
From Hollywood, it's time now for Johnny Dollar.
This is Dr. King, Police Emergency Hospital. You left word for me to call you, Mr. Dollar?
Yes, sir. I'm with Sergeant Mapes. Has there been any change in Miss Tierney's condition?
No, sir. No, none.
You think she'll make it, Doctor?
It's hard to say right now. Sometimes they rally. Sometimes not at all.
Doctor, it's very important that we see her.
I don't know whether to do any good, Mr. Dollar.
We want to question her.
Yes, I know, I know. Well, why don't you and Sergeant Mapes come on over to the hospital?
All right, sir, we'll be right there.
Tonight and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to Four State Insurance Company, Wilmington, Delaware. The following is an accounting of expenditures incurred during my investigation of the Todd matter, the burglary that resulted in a shooting. On a tip from an ex-convict named Orrin Vance, I came to New York to question one Gloria Tierney. My information was that she had in her possession an expensive mink coat, part of a $75,000 burglary at the Todd home on Long Island. Gloria Tierney was shot and seriously wounded by an unknown gunman before I was able to question her about the coat. A description of her assailant and how she had obtained the coat were still to be ascertained when Sergeant Dan Mapes and I arrived on the second floor of Emergency Hospital.
Mr. Dollar?
Yes.
Oh, I'm Dr. King.
Oh, yes, this is Sergeant Mapes.
Hi. How do you do?
Has she managed to talk yet, Doctor?
No, and she may not.
I see.
Now, before we go in, I hope both of you will carefully frame only your most pertinent questions. 2 minutes is about all I can give you with her.
Sure, Doctor.
We'll better put your cigarettes out in there.
Oh, yeah.
Ego facultate mihi ab apostolia sede tributa indulgentiam plenarium et remissionem omnium peccatorem tibi concedo.
Father Deering wanted
in
his word.
Patris, yeah. Et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.
All right, Father?
Yes.
Is she conscious?
Just a minute. Yes? She can hear you, I'm sure.
You want to go ahead?
I suppose so. Has to be official. Are you Gloria Tierney? Is Gloria Tierney your name?
Yes.
Do you understand that you are seriously hurt? Do you understand that?
Yes.
Can you tell us how you came about these injuries, Miss Tierney? Miss Tierney.
Bill.
Bill.
Bill shot you?
Yes.
Well, what is Bill's full name? Where can we find him?
Bill.
Where can we find him? Who is he? Doctor?
Watch out. Nurse, hand me the hypo. Quick! No. This might help. Sorry, fellas. Nothing more I could do.
Gloria Tierney died at 3:35 in the afternoon without revealing the full name of the man who had shot her the night before. Expense account item 7, $6. Drinks. Myself and Sergeant Mapes.
Well, we're sure of two things.
Are we?
Yeah. His name's Bill. And this is the worst whiskey I ever tasted. There ought to be a law.
I think there is, Sergeant.
I'm going to ask you something, baby. Outside of the fact that that girl up there died a few minutes ago and was wearing a stolen mink worth $11,000 that you've been wanting to get your hands on, what about her? How does it strike you?
She looked like a nice girl.
Yeah. She looked like the best kind of girl ever made. What else?
What would someone like that be doing in a stolen mink coat?
Exactly. What would she be doing with a stolen mink coat? Outside of having herself a time with a guy named Bill who gave it to her.
You call that having herself a time?
I'd like to get drunk. Every bum in town's named Bill.
This is bad.
Terrible.
Worst stuff I ever drank.
You can say that again, baby.
Worst stuff I ever drank. Waiter.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Bring us two more of the same.
Only make them double.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
I'm glad to see you aren't fussy, Dolly.
Not a bit. Not a lousy bit.
You know, I looked at you when you came in my office and I said to myself, I got a wiseacre on my hands.
Mm-hmm.
I got a wheeling, dealing wiseacre who's got himself a little tip and he's going to keep it all to himself. I said, why do I have to put up with this kind of trouble? Why don't I just toss this bum in the cooler and go about my business? I'm a copper. I got work to do. Why fool with an insurance stick, I said. But I'm very happy to see you aren't a fussy fella, baby. Very happy.
All right, you made a speech, now I'll make one.
Go ahead.
Well, I stood in a hospital room and I watched a human being die. Well, it was part of my job, part of your job, too. But for myself, I don't like it. If I have to go into why every man's death diminishes me, I'm going to fall all over myself because I never could go into that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But I'll say this. That girl that died in there was... well, she was the kind of girl I could have kept right on seeing. Yes, I'd like very much to have knocked on her door almost any old night. Sergeant, I would have liked that more than I can tell you.
She wore a stolen mink coat. Remember?
I remember. Well, I can sit here and feel bad about it, can I?
You sure can. I'll feel bad with you. Look at them early eaters, Dollar. Coming in to drink their dinners.
Don't change the subject.
I have to. Well, you got work to do, pal.
Yeah.
Here we are, gentlemen.
As long as it's here.
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers yourself. Oh. There ought to be a law.
You said that. I remained with Sergeant Mapes the rest of the day as he continued his investigation of the death of Gloria Tierney in the Todd burglary. The apartment where she'd lived finally yielded some information.
Here it is. Letters from Robert J. Tierney in Riverside, California. Looks like her father, maybe.
Yeah.
I'll have the business office down at headquarters notify him.
Hey, what's this?
Huh?
Picture.
Oh, nice looking guy.
Yeah. Love Bill.
He loved her, all right.
Anybody identified this yet?
That Mrs. Stromberg's supposed to be here right now. What time you got?
Fast.
She said she'd be here at 6.
Hey, Sergeant, did you get anything on the bullets?
Well, they didn't check with anything in our lab. Ballistic says it was an Army Colt. Old model.
Pretty good for killing.
And what gun isn't?
You're right.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Mrs. Stromberg. We've been waiting for you. Come in.
Hello. Hello, Mr. Dollar.
Hi.
Do I have to answer any more questions?
Oh, a couple, if you don't mind.
I'm just all worn out. I can't get over this terrible thing happening to Gloria. Did you ever find out about her family?
We're going to contact them right now. Seems they live in Riverside, California.
Yes. Yes, I believe that's what she said.
I want to ask you one question, Mrs. Stromberg. Take a look at this picture.
Yes.
Do you know him?
Oh, yes, that's Bill.
The man Gloria Tierney's been going out with these last few months?
Yes.
The man who drives the black Cadillac?
Yes, the Cadillac. Oh, I wish I could tell you his full name. Did he do this terrible thing?
It looks like it, Mrs. Stromberg.
Oh, dear. Have you arrested him yet?
We haven't found him yet.
Well, I hope you do. I hope you clear this up.
I left word for the office to get me here.
What about her things?
Hello.
Her family will probably take charge as soon as they're contacted.
Oh, that poor girl. That poor girl. So alone now.
Yeah.
Mrs. Stromberg, did Gloria Tierney ever mention to you that she'd been married?
Married? Gloria?
Yeah.
Why, no, she never mentioned it. Was she?
Married in the state of New York in 1951. Divorced in 1953. Routine check of vital statistics.
What was her husband's name?
Bill. Bill Powers.
Sergeant Mapes requested immediate file checks on William B. Powers, the ex-husband of Gloria Tierney. From it, he learned he had no criminal record in the state of New York. His home address was up in Westchester County, one of the suburbs of the big city. I drove out there with Sergeant Mapes.
Oh, what's this all about?
Do you know a woman named Gloria Tierney, Mr. Powers?
Well, sure. We were married once.
Why?
She was shot to death last night, Mr. Powers.
Gloria?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
We're sure.
Shot? What happened? How could a thing like that happen?
That's what we're trying to find out, Mr. Powers.
I can't believe it. Gloria dead.
Have you seen her lately? Have you?
Yes. I saw her last week. We had a drink together. Are you sure it's Gloria?
We'd make sure before we came here with news like that.
That's right. Mr. Dollar here isn't a policeman. He's an insurance investigator. Miss Tierney was wearing a stolen mink coat when it happened.
Stolen? Are you sure?
We're sure. We checked everything,
well,
Mr.
Gloria
Powers.
Would never steal anything. She was a fine girl. A wonderful girl. Fool to ever let our marriage go on the rocks.
Can you come with us, Mr. Powers? We'd like an identification.
What? Oh, yes, of course. I'll get my coat. Excuse me.
Want to smoke, Johnny?
Yeah, thanks.
Well,
he isn't the bird in the picture, Johnny.
No, not at all. Still, he...
What is it, Johnny?
You check the driveway out there?
No.
Take a look, the side window.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
55 Cadillac Coupe de Ville.
Sure is, Sergeant.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Long-distance operator, Wilmington, Delaware is calling you.
Okay.
Go ahead, please.
Johnny?
How do?
Well, this is Don Freed. What's happening there? Your expenses are running away up and we haven't gotten a report from you.
I've been too busy.
What's that supposed to mean?
That's supposed to mean that the tip I got was good and it was bad. Yes, Gloria Tierney, 1231 East 57th Street, had a mink coat that was stolen from the Todd estate. No, she didn't tell me much about it because she got herself shot down in the street last night. Yes, I'm working with the police here trying to find out how she comes by the coat.
But what I want...
Listen, an hour ago I went out to see an ex-husband of hers. His name's Bill Powers, and he seems to be the bird we're looking for. You know what he did? He cried and blubbered all the way down to the morgue. And he's in there right now making a positive identification. I don't blame him for crying. So what's new with you, Mr. Expense Account?
Boy, you're a real man-eater today, aren't you?
I sure am. Bye.
Tonight and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to Four State Insurance Company, Wilmington, Delaware. The following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of the Todd matter. Expense account item 8, 20 cents, aspirin. I bought them in a drugstore across the street from the morgue. I figure I needed them. On the way down in the police car, the ex-husband of Gloria Tierney gave us a very little information about her activities up until the time of her death. After he made the identification, we all walked across the street. Expense account item 9, 30 cents, 3 cups of coffee. Sergeant Mapes, Bill Powers, and myself. Powers cried a while, then straightened out somewhat.
I hope you get whoever... whoever did this terrible thing, Sergeant. I hope you get him real fast.
You sure want to, Mr. Powers.
Why would anybody do that to Gloria?
Why? Maybe you can help us answer that.
We hope you can, Mr. Powers.
Oh, you. You're just interested in that coat she was wearing. Well, mister, I don't believe she was wearing a stolen coat. What do you think of that?
I think that's a pretty fair way to think right now. But it's not very practical since we already have proof that it is a stolen fur and that she was wearing it.
Yeah.
How about some more coffee? That's cold.
What? Oh, no.
Look, we're just trying for the facts of the matter, Mr. Powers. I saw Gloria Tierney. I know what kind of a person she was. We have to start somewhere. You can understand that.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Now, you told us you saw her last week for a drink.
That's right.
Have you been seeing her right along?
Yeah, sure.
Even though you were divorced a year or so ago?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you know she's been going with someone else, too?
Yeah.
Bill?
Yeah. Bill Chambers.
That his name, Bill Chambers?
Well, yeah, I don't know him, but she talked about him a lot.
Here. Take a look at this picture. Is this him?
Yeah, that's him. I thought you knew.
You're sure this is him?
Oh, sure. The picture was in her apartment. I've seen it there. One day I asked her who he was, and Gloria told me about him.
Well, what did she tell you about him?
She just said she was going out with him. Oh, she told me that he asked her to marry him. She said he had a lot of money.
Anything else?
Oh, I don't know.
Did she happen to mention where he works?
No.
What kind of work he does?
No.
Do you know where we can get in touch with him?
No, no, I don't know that either. I can't help you. I only know she's been going out with him.
I don't get this. You and her were divorced, but you kept on seeing her. And she got this new boyfriend. And she told you things like that?
Yeah. Funny, isn't it?
Why'd you bust up?
Oh, this and that. Kid stuff. I suppose. Spat over this and that. I don't know what exactly. Anyway, we were going to straighten it out. We were going to be married again.
Oh, what about this Bill Chambers?
No, she didn't want to marry him. She wanted to marry me again. She told me.
When?
Day before yesterday. She said she... she said she would marry me. Now she's dead.
You know what kind of a car Chambers drives?
A Cadillac.
How do you know that?
Oh, she told me about his car. Another thing, I went out and I bought one myself just like his. I thought it might do me some good with her. We were crazy, weren't we?
Where were you last night?
Home.
Can you prove it?
Oh, yeah. Home. All night. I was home while she was out getting herself killed.
The name William Chambers was checked through the New York police files. 24 persons more or less fit the general description of the suspect. It took 2 days for Sergeant Mapes and his men to track down all the leads. Neither Mrs. Stromberg or Bill Powers could identify any of them. An all-points bulletin was issued describing the suspect in his car. Same results, nothing. On the third day, the pawn shop detail turned up 2 items that had been taken in the Todd burglary.
There they are, Jenny.
Uh-huh. Watch and a ring. Todd lost a watch and a ring with a lot of other stuff.
Case numbers in the watch check out. The ring's engraved.
Uh-huh, yeah. Where were they picked up?
Shop on 3rd Street. The proprietor bought them yesterday. A man who signed the buy book used the name James Agenian.
Phony?
Yeah. Gave an address on Polk Street. That was phony, too. We got a good description from the proprietor. Fitz Chambers, right down the line.
Oh, then he was still in town yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah. But this stuff's been on the hot sheet for a long time. If he's had any experience at all, he knew he was taking a chance trying to unload it.
Probably trying to raise money to get out of town.
What I was thinking.
Well, if he keeps on trying to raise money and unload all these things, I'll have all the loot back.
If he keeps on trying, we'll keep on trying. Johnny, we're going to get this baby. Sergeant Mates. Where? Okay. He does need money.
Huh?
They found his car. Used car lot up in the Bronx. He sold it at 10 o'clock this morning.
At the used car lot, we learned that a man answering the description of William Chambers had driven in that morning and offered a black 55 Cadillac for sale. The used car lot manager had finally settled on a price and made out a check. He reported that Chambers seemed extremely nervous and anxious to make a quick deal. The car was impounded and examined. A full set of fingerprints on the steering wheel and dashboard gave us a positive identification on William Chambers.
Oh, what do you know? William Charles, William Carls, William Charles, Walter Cameron. 1, 2, 3, 7 aliases. Real name, William Charles. Male, Caucasian, age 33. 178, 6'1". Now, let's see. 14 arrests, 2 convictions. Both car thefts.
Quite a boy.
Well, we got a real tag on him now. Shouldn't be long before we pick him up. Doesn't look like a killer, does he, Johnny?
I don't know. What's a killer supposed to look like? The search for William Charles continued. Associates and relatives listed in his criminal file were contacted and questioned. All denied knowledge of his whereabouts. In the meantime, 2 more pieces of stolen property connected with the Todd burglary were recovered by the pawn shop detail. Expense account item 10, $3, 1 telegram to 4 State Insurance in Wilmington. Explaining our progress in the case and listing the recovered items. Johnny Dollar.
Are you interested in finding Bill Charles?
Who's this?
My name's... Never mind. Do you want him or don't you?
Sure I want him.
I'm at Traft's restaurant on 42nd off Broadway. Can you meet me?
Yeah.
15 minutes. I'm in a gray suit, pinstripe. I'll be sitting alone. I'll watch for you.
Expense account item 11, 75 cents, cab fare. From my hotel to Schraff's restaurant. A small, pretty brunette woman in nice clothes was seated at a table all alone. She looked more like a housewife on a shopping tour than someone who might be connected with a bandit and a killer.
Sit down, Mr. Dollar.
Okay, sure.
There's a reward posted for William Charles, isn't there? For that Todd matter?
That's right. $5,000.
Well, I get it if I turn him over to the police.
Not all of it. Half of it goes to an ex-convict who tipped me off in the first place.
Half?
Yes.
You don't seem very anxious to get him.
Oh, we're anxious. But that's the way it is. This other half of the $5,000 is spoken for.
I want to get something else straight. What happens to me?
What do you mean?
I've known he had a part in that Todd matter for a long while. I haven't said anything. Does that make me a party to it or something?
I don't know.
Well, this is going to get me in trouble. If I have to spend the money for lawyers to keep out of jail, I don't want any part of it.
All right. My company will cover that part. Now, where's Charles?
Not so fast. I better have something in writing. Something that says your insurance company will pay me a reward and give me help if I get in trouble.
I'll talk to them.
I'm thinking of the future. I'm going to have one once this is over.
Are you?
Yes. Yes, I am. Now, how long will it take you to arrange this?
Oh, about an hour. I can do it by phone, I guess.
That'll be fine.
Who are you?
Melva Charles.
His wife?
Yes, that's right.
$2,500. Not much for a husband.
He's not much of a husband. He was once, but then he had to give away a mink coat and spend time away from me.
I see.
I doubt it. You people hardly ever see anything.
We try.
You make the arrangements. I'll meet you again in, say, 2 hours.
2 hours. I gave her a 50-second start before I left the table. When I got out on the street, I was just in time to see her climb into a cab. I was trying to hail one to follow her when a black coupe pulled up to the curbing.
Come on in, baby.
Hey, Mapes.
Get in, the light's changing. That is Melva Charles in that cab up there.
Yeah, that's who she said she was.
She wants to sell your husband for the reward, doesn't she?
Yeah.
What's the delay?
She wants to be sure she'll be handled right, the money and all. Say, how did you get in on this?
Very dirty trick, baby. Everybody my men questioned about Charles mentioned your name, where you were staying, and what interest the insurance company had in this matter. Somebody was bound to look you up, especially Mrs. Charles. So we've kept an eye on you.
Now where are we, Sergeant?
Her name was Melva Thaler before she married Charles. Her old man had a pot of money back in Minnesota. But she couldn't keep out of trouble and got herself disinherited. Money's always been her problem.
Isn't it everybody's problem?
Not the way it is with her. You should see her record. How much you offer her?
Half. The other's spoken for. $2,500.
Well, Charles is no good to her now. If he sticks his head out, he'll get caught. So she might as well cash in what she can on him. Nice people, huh?
Swell. Uh-oh, she's leaving the cab.
Get down to the corner and park. Can you see her?
She went into the apartment building.
Let's go. Which apartment, Johnny?
Here we go.
Right. Now where?
Beats me.
Just a minute. Johnny!
Now what? Before I went down, I heard it go off a couple more times. It must have been 6 inches from my head. My eyes couldn't see, and my feet couldn't move. But I could hear.
Johnny! Hold on! Hold on, baby!
There'll be another exciting episode in our story of the Todd Matter tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Well, there are times when $75,000 worth of stealing isn't worth a plug nickel. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by John Dawson, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure and join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Welcome back. Well, a fairly dramatic conclusion to part four, which definitely leaves me eager to listen to the next part. Just nicely done. I was kind of confused on who got shot, and I was first of all afraid it was the police sergeant, and then it turned out to be Johnny. So surprising turn of events. And big cliffhanger. It does seem, I think this is the second time in 13 or 14 weeks of the multi-part serials that Johnny has been shot. A much higher rate than during the regular week-to-week thing. So these could be hazardous to Johnny Dollar's health. And also, just all the realistic touches from the priest to the feel of the deathbed, just really everything continues to be done at such a great level. All right, well, now we turn to listener comments and feedback. And we do have this from Facebook. Michelle emails in, "Hi, Adam. I recently rediscovered your podcast and wanted to take time to thank you for efforts to bringing in awareness and enjoyment of old-time radio. I especially love Johnny Dollar, but I listen to every show, and they add pleasure to my daily works. I love your podcast and insights as they add to my enjoyment of your podcast. Thank you, Michelle." Thanks for listening, Michelle. I'm glad you enjoy the show. And That'll do it for today. We'll be back tomorrow with the first of our three DuPont specials, so be sure and be listening for that. In the meantime, send your comments to Box 13, GreatDetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter, Radio Detectives, and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.